With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Republican Senate hopeful Matt Rosendale is campaigning in western Montana this week. Nikki Ouellette reports his message is a mix of touting his conservative voting record and striking out at Democratic incumbent John Tester.
A handful of the 30 or so people who showed up at Rosendale's lunch rally at Cove Pizza in Polson Thursday said they didn't really know the candidate yet, but they like that he has President Donald Trump's stamp of approval.
Trump supports him. He agrees with the Trump agenda, and that's a good thing for Washington, D.C.
Susan Taylor drove down from Big Fork.
A little less controversy and fights, and maybe a little more support for our president.
While Taylor listed strengthening borders and fostering security and prosperity in a capitalist system as her top issues, others said Rosendale's stance on health care makes him their candidate. Susan Cote of Polson says she hopes Republicans can maintain majorities in the House and Senate to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, with a more flexible, non-government-run system.
Basically, they're wanting to push it back to the states, which is really where it needs to be, versus a federal government behemoth type of administration.
Rosendale spent much of his 10-minute stump speech pointing to his own conservative cred during his two terms in the Montana legislature, and he said Montana Republicans should take advantage of squabbling inside the Democratic Party.
We have a united team, folks, but we need your help, and if we do that, then we are going to maintain the majorities that we have in the United States Senate. We'll maintain the majorities that we have in the United States House, and we will maintain this effort that the president has to expand our economy and to defend our nation and to make, America great again, because that's going to make Montana great again, too.
The Senate race has taken a vicious turn in the form of attack ads from out-of-state political action committees. Rosendale said the ones targeting him are full of lies. In Polson, he railed against Tester's support of the ACA and his opposition to some of Trump's judicial nominations and tax reform.
We cannot continue to send someone to Washington, D.C. that does not represent our values, that comes back and tries to feed us lies and tell us how much he supports us and our way of life.
Rosendale was in Kalispell Thursday evening and heads to Libby, Trout Creek, and Missoula this weekend. In Polson, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.